Amen. The book of 2 Kings, and we're going to read some scripture to you tonight. Preach to you a little bit. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Ben, I've just been amazed at the difference between and the weather this year and last year. Hasn't it been unbelievable, the difference? I mean, this year on the 4th of July, it was like 85 degrees, and last year, I think last year was 105 degrees. It was just major difference. Last year, your yard was brown and burnt up unless you were watering it, which, why would you do that? Anyway, we won't go there. But unless you was watering it, it was brown and burnt up. And this year, man, to tell you what, it's just rain. It's doing great, right? If you've had any plants in your yard that you kept alive last year, you had to water them. This year, the flowers, all of your tomatoes or whatever should be doing really well. And, amen, it's just great, isn't it? I mean, it's a beautiful, beautiful season that the Lord's given us. Amen, and we rejoice in the beauty of what we have here right now. Boy, last year, boy, we were complaining. A bunch of gripers. I was too. I mean, it was hot, right? No rain, dry, horrible. My goodness, it was just a super hot, dry summer, an unusually hot and dry summer. And now this summer, we've just had such a beautiful, beautiful time of it. Amen. But you know, sometimes in our walk with the Lord, there's sometimes everything's just perfect. You have a revival spirit. Things are going, you know, things are perfect. Right? It's beautiful. Man, all the blessings are flowing. Seems like every time you come to church, you know, just God's just there, and you are just feeling the Lord and the Lord blessing you and God doing something special in your life. And then there's sometimes, like the season changes, right? And then the next thing you know, man, it seems like it's dry and you couldn't buy a blessing with your checkbook, and you can't do it anyway. And you could, I mean, you just, there's just nothing, nothing there. Praise God. Man, sometimes it's like that, isn't it? Amen. Tonight, if I could, I'd just like to give you some solutions, amen, to dryness. The solutions to dryness. Amen. Look with me, if you would, to 2 Kings. 2 Kings chapter 3. We're going to start reading in verse 13. Let me just kind of bring you up to verse 13. Jehoshaphat has joined in a league with Israel, Judah, and the king of Edom. And they are going to do battle against the Moabites and the king of Moab. So they have come out to do battle. They've come out, joined forces. They feel like they're, you know, doing something great here. And they get out towards the battle, and they run out of water. Bad planning. Bad planning. You need water. You need water. They were in a dry spot, in a desert, in a valley that was dry. There was no water. They couldn't find any water. The men were perishing with thirst, and it was just a really difficult time for them. They begin to discuss what their options are. Jehoshaphat, being one of the more spiritual ones among the three, says, you know, what we need to do is we need to call on the man of God. We need to call on the man of God, and we need to inquire of him and what the word of the Lord is. And so They sought out Elisha, and when they came to Elisha, amen, Elisha says in verse 13, Elisha said unto the king of Israel, what have I to do with thee? Get thee to the prophets of thy father and to the prophets of thy mother. And the king of Israel said unto him, nay, for the Lord hath called these three kings together to deliver them into the hand of Moab. And Elisha said, as the Lord of hosts liveth, before whom I stand, surely Were it not that I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, I would not look toward thee, nor see thee. But now bring me a minstrel. And it came to pass when the minstrel played that the hand of the Lord came upon him. And he said, Thus saith the Lord, Make this valley full of ditches. For thus saith the Lord, Ye shall not see wind, neither shall ye see rain. Yet that valley shall be filled with water, that ye may drink, both ye and your cattle and your beasts. And this is but a light thing in the sight of the Lord. He will deliver the Moabites also into your hand. Amen. There is probably nothing more difficult than digging a ditch. That is hard work. Man, I would probably just about rather do anything than dig a ditch. How many men agree with me there? That is hard, back-breaking. And, you know, when I was a kid, I loved to play in the dirt. But for some reason, it just don't appeal to me. That is very difficult, back-breaking work to dig a ditch. To dig a ditch. But that's what was commanded of them, that they should dig a ditch. And that they should begin to do this when they were already thirsty. When they all were already dehydrated. When they are already thirsting to the point of perishing, he commands them to dig a ditch. Let me go back just a little bit. Here with the people of Israel and the people of Judah and the king of Edom, they are in a difficult spot. They are come to a time of great thirst. They have come to a point where they are thirsty. Sometimes we, as I said, we get in that condition. We get in a condition where we need, it looks like maybe everybody around us can be doing fine, but we are thirsty. We've got to a point where we are in a spiritual drought, where it seems like when we pray, the heavens are shut up and God does not pour out blessings on us. Seems like when we call out to God, amen, that nothing happens. We are at a time when everybody else is having revival and experiencing something in their life, but God is not touching our life. You ever been there? You ever been there? You know what it is to be in a spiritual drought or a spiritual dry place. I believe that we all go through those times. It's not that God has forsaken us. It's not that God has given up on us. Amen. But can I tell you, if you walk with God long enough, you will experience dry times in your walk with the Lord. Amen. Where you will have to just press on in faith and believe that one day God's going to bring the rain upon you and God's going to bless your life again. You just have to keep going on. Well, we find sometimes we are in a dryness. Amen. A dryness. Last year, it got so dry. Brother Kerry Sampson was here for youth camp. South Texas is where he pastors. Isn't that right, Brother Justin, down in South Texas? And he pastors down there. He said that they are so dry in South Texas. He said that the cracks that you see, how many of you have seen those cracks in your yard last year? You know, but he said the cracks have got wide enough that animals have fallen into the cracks. Yeah. If it was all cats, that would be all right. If it was just let them all. Anyway, we don't want to go there, do we? He said that's what, when you know things are getting dry, right? When the earth is even open up and crying out, amen, for rain and begging for rain. And sometimes we feel like that our life is so dry and we are so parched that God, we need a move of God in our life. Amen. And so many times we are looking for the cloud the size of a man's hand. We are looking for the cloud burst. We are looking for the downpour. We are looking for the thunderstorm. We are looking for some massive rain to come pouring down upon our soul. We're looking for a mighty, mighty, mighty move of God that just sends so much, that floods our soul with so many blessings, Sometimes we are looking for God to do some marvelous and miraculous and great move in our life that we miss out on some of the easiest solutions, amen, that we can do to break the drought in our spirit. Amen. First of all, I want you to notice that they begin to seek out. They begin to seek. Amen. If you want something to happen, you need to seek for it. If you want something to happen, you need to seek for it. You need to seek God. Lord, I'm ready for a move of God in my life. I've been dry for far too long, and now, Lord, I need you, God. And begin to seek the Lord. I think that that's a time that we need to go into prayer and fasting and seeking God for revival in our soul. I know we schedule revival. I know we schedule camp meeting, and we know it's coming. But there are times that you just need to say, Lord, I need revival, and I need it right now. And I can't wait till camp meeting. I can't wait till next revival, but I need a move of God now. And you need to seek, and you need to pray, and you need to fast and call out to the Lord that God would hear you, that God would move for you, and that God would meet the need that you have right now. Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. Amen. Sometimes we fast for things that, you know, we fast, Lord, is this car the right car for me? We fast for the fact that, Lord, I'm fasting because I need to lose weight. I'm fasting, Lord, because I need this prayer, this particular thing in my life, you know, and we're fasting for many of the, one of the most important things you can fast about is your spiritual condition, is for revival in your soul. Amen. Call out to the Lord and begin to pray and begin to fast and seek the Lord. The other thing that noticed that he did was he called for a minstrel. I think this is interesting. He called for somebody to sing. Amen. There's always room for worship. Always worship and seek God. Hallelujah. Amen. Always begin to sing. You know, sometimes when you, no matter how dry you are, no matter how dry you are, begin to sing a song, and you'll find that it will refresh your spirit. Amen. You can hear from God sometimes in the midst of a song while you're singing. You can come to song service dry, so dry. Amen. But as we sing the songs, and we sing songs like Amazing Grace, we sing songs like He Set Me Free. We sing songs like we sung tonight. Amen. But let me tell you what, when you begin to sing and suddenly, amen, something begins to touch your heart and to touch your mind. Amen. And God, you know that God has drawn near to your heart. Amen. Learn to sing. Amen. But here's the other solution. Amen. The man of God told them to dig ditches. To dig ditches. It's not what they really wanted to hear. Elisha, wait. Can't you do something like that cloud the size of man hand routine again? Hold on. Can't you do something like, you know, it seems like I read sometimes that water came out of the earth. Can't you do that? Man, it seems like I read somewhere in the scripture where somebody struck a rock and water came out of the rock. Why don't we do that, Elisha? Why don't we do that? Whatever, but please don't make us dig ditches. Please don't let us do that. Sometimes, you know, the approach that we have to take to get our need met in our life is a little bit unorthodox, to say the least. But I find that he says, fill this valley full of ditches. Fill this valley full of ditches. Now, that was like telling Naaman, go dip in the Jordan River 7 times. Huh? What? Yeah. Naaman said, why can't you just wave your hand over the spot that is on me, this leprous spot? Why can't you just wave your hand and say a prayer and let us see it go away? Why can't you do that? The command was, go dip in the Jordan River 7 times. Amen. It seems so unusual, seems so out of character, seems so unusual that he said, that's silliness. Yeah. That's silly. What? Remember when the man of God told the widow lady, amen, go and gather vessels and bring them into your house. Yeah, but I'm needing money, not vessels. I need some money. I need moolah. I need money. not vessels. Sometimes the way the Lord moves is a little bit unorthodox and a little unusual, but I can tell you this, if you obey God, amen, he will meet your need that you have in your life. Amen. If you just believe God that he will move for you. Amen. I know the command, dig ditches. It's not just what we want to hear. Man, when we come to the house of the Lord, we're dry, and the preacher preaches, dig ditches. Oh, come on, preacher, have the choir sing again. Come on, can we have the choir sing one more time? Sing, come on, let's get Brother Adair up there. Sing one more fast song. Come on, get the music going. Let's get something happening here. Can we do that? Maybe that'll work. Maybe that will be the answer. But please, whatever you do, don't make me dig ditches. We are living a day where everybody wants the blessings of God. Everything to come to us so easy. So easy. And we want got this thing, easy believism and easy religion. And we want everything to be easy. Amen. We want everything handed to us. We want the preacher to do it all. Or we want the singers to do it all or whatever. Amen. But there's sometimes you have just got to get down. Amen. And you've got to work. And you've got to pray. And you've got to seek God. Amen. And you've got to do something for yourself if you want to have a revival and see the drought ended in your life. Amen. Dig ditches. My. Wow. Oh my. You know, sometimes it's amazing because when we just ask sometimes for the simple things, people cringe at just the simple things. Oh man, I have to come to midweek service? Kidding. Ditches. Notice he said, fill this valley full of ditches. Fill this valley full of ditches. Now, when we were younger and Dad would have me and Danny digging in a ditch with Tim watching, all right? When we were younger and that was the case, there was always, for some reason, and I didn't understand it at that time, that it had to be so, the ditch had to be so deep, you know? He would measure it every once in a while, make sure it was deep enough. And if we'd always thought, that's got to be deep enough. That's got to be deep enough. Man, that's halfway to my knee. That has got to be deep enough, surely, that a water line will fit into that thing. Surely that's deep enough. Dad, no, boys, we got to go deeper. We got to go deeper. And you got to dig deeper. But Dad, it gets harder the deeper you get. That's right, it does. But it's got to be deeper. It's got to be deeper. And sometimes, you know, when we say dig this valley full of ditches, and maybe in their mind they were thinking, you know, well, we can dig just a few inches and we can dig some ditches here and just dig down a little bit. And maybe they even asked the question to Elisha, the man of God, well, how deep do these ditches really need to be? I think I can hear Elisha's response. And it was probably this. How thirsty are you? How thirsty are you? You know, you say, well, you know, I don't want to put that much effort into it. Well, how thirsty are you for a move of God in your life? How thirsty are you? How dry have you really become? Amen. And that should determine, you know what? Amen. Some of us have got so thirsty. Amen. We need to dig some deep ditches. Amen. So that God can flood our soul and revive us and work in our life again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Dig the valley full of ditches. Wow. But Lord, I am dry. I am thirsty. I don't have the strength to dig. Do you want water? Do you want revival? Do you want to be satisfied? Dig. Do you want to have a move of God in your life? Do you want to see the blessings of God flow into your life again? Amen. Dig. Dig. Amen. I want you to notice something else about these ditches. Amen. When he said, dig these ditches. And they're probably thinking, well, that makes sense because there's going to become a big rain cloud and it's going to pour down rain and it's just going to flood these ditches. And that's what's going to happen. But that's not what the man of God said. So there's not going to be a cloud burst. There's not going to be a big storm. But there is going to be a slow filling of these ditches with the thing that you desire and the thing that you need and the thing that you... Sometimes what we think is, well, I'm going to dig the ditch. God's going to send a cloud burst. It's going to happen. Amen. But sometimes it is a slow, saturating move of God that things begin. The blessings of God begin to flow into our life. And the blessings of God begin to touch us once again. Amen. Sometimes I know we're expecting it to happen in one service, but it don't always happen in one service. But if you dig the ditches, I believe that over time, amen, God's going to send a flood into your soul. Amen. And you're going to enjoy the blessings of God, not only for a service, not only for a day, amen, but it's for the weeks and months to come, amen, that you will see God fill those ditches. Amen. We have to dig ditches. Have to dig ditches. Amen. Now, the first ditch you need to dig, you need to dig a ditch of devotion. Yep. See, sometimes some people's Bible reading consists of what they read when the pastor takes a text. Some people's Bible reading consists in a week's time what the Sunday school teacher reads in Sunday school class. Some people, their Bible reading consists of what verse they happen to see on a billboard as they're going down the highway. Right? That's usually about some people. That's all the Bible reading that they get in. That's some people's prayer life consists of a prayer before one meal a day and a prayer at church, and that is about it. They don't know what it is to pray. Amen. You need, what you have done is you have just scratched the surface. You've not really dug a ditch of devotion in your life. Amen. You need to dig that ditch very deep in your life where you pray and you seek God and you read the word, amen, and you feast on the good things of God, amen, not just when you're in the church house, but each and every day dig, amen, into the word of God. Dig on your knees and seek the Lord, amen, and let God fill the ditch of your devotion, amen, with the flood of the blessings of God in your life. Hallelujah. People say, I don't realize the benefit of prayer and reading the Bible. I don't see the benefit of that. Amen. You're looking for a cloud burst. Amen. But what it is, it's the gentle flowing in, amen, of God's blessings into your life. You will enjoy the constant blessings of God in your life. Amen. As you pray and as you read the word of God. Amen. It will satisfy your thirst. It will satisfy you. It will keep you. Amen. In the times of dryness. Man, dig that ditch of devotion. A ditch of devotion. That's not all, but there's some other ditches that we need to dig because, hey man, you know, there's a ditch of faithfulness. A ditch of faithfulness. Dig it deep. A faithful life. A faithful Christian life. First of all, be faithful to God. Be true to the Lord. Amen. Be faithful on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and every day of the week. Live faithfully before the Lord. Amen. Don't just be a Sunday Christian, but live every day faithfully before God. Amen. Believing in the Lord and putting your trust in God. Amen. Live a faithful life. Dig that ditch deep. Amen. Learn to be a faithful child of God. Amen. Learn to be faithful in your giving to the house of the Lord. Learn to be faithful in your attendance to the house of the Lord. Amen. Learn to be faithful, amen, to God, and you will find that the blessings of God will flow into your life. Man, it's the Sunday morning Christian that does not have blessings flowing into their life. But I know that if you stay faithful to God, Amen. Faithfulness always, always provides the blessings of God in your life. Be faithful to God in all the things of your life. Be faithful to Him. Be true to Him. And God will honor you by letting you the blessings of God flow into your life. Amen. It don't take a cloudburst. Amen. It takes digging a ditch of devotion and a ditch of faithfulness. Amen. That the blessings of God can flow into your life. Amen. And satisfy the thirst of your life. Hallelujah. Dig the ditches. Dig the ditches. Amen. Praise the Lord. Dig ditches of holy living. Yeah. Live holy. Live holy. I was, me and Sister Ruth, as I said, went away for a few days, and I was occupying seats on the outside the mall area. Okay? And we picked, I think it had to be the hottest days of the year to go, be there. So I sat there, and it was like this, me sitting on those benches in the sun, 100 degrees, whatever it was like an ice cream cone. I was just melting, you know, melting. Security officer comes by. I think he went to check, see if I was dead. Now, he comes by and stops by. He said, "Where do you go to church?" I said, I told him about the chapel. He said, "You're Pentecostal, aren't you?" Yep, yep. Then, of course, the next question, you know what the next question is, right? You all know the next question is. Well, and he didn't want to come right out and say it. He's being very political about it. He said, "What do you believe?" And I was playing very dumb because I wanted him to ask, you know. Said, "Well, we believe in, you know, salvation, the blood of Jesus, and all, you know, going down that type of stuff," just kind of going along. And he finally says, "Do you believe in the Trinity?" He said, "Yes, we do." He said, "Well," he said, "I'll tell you, it's getting hard to tell us apart." It's getting hard to tell us apart. I'm like, how can you tell us apart? But anyway, the fact was, amen, that he recognized holy living. If you are in public, let me tell you what, it's not hard to recognize holy living. When people live a holy life, and we conduct ourselves in a holy manner. Amen. It's becoming to the Lord. And it, let me tell you, it is a blessing to live holy. It's a blessing, amen, to serve God. Amen, to dress modestly. Oh my goodness, you hear me? We're in the middle of July. To dress modestly. Amen, that we don't have to put our hands over our children's eyes when we go into Walmart. Amen, to dress, let me tell you what, to dress and to live a holy life. You say, "But Brother David, where's the blessing in that?" There is blessings in living a holy life. Amen, you dig that ditch and dig it deep, and I can guarantee you, you will live a blessed life. God's blessings will flow into your life. It pays to live a holy life. It pays to live a holy and godly and a life separated from the world. It pays. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't ever doubt it. Amen. Dig the ditch in your life and reap the blessings and reap the benefits of serving the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Tell you, the world today, they have no conscience about what they how they dress, how they even dress their children. They have no conscience. I say, Lord God, there has got to be blessing in living a godly and holy life. Amen. To keep your children pure, to keep your mind pure, to keep your family pure. Let me tell you what, there are blessings in living a godly and holy life. Amen. The blessings of God will flow into your life. You say, but Brother David, I'm looking for something that'll happen right now. I know you're looking for a cloud burst. But if you dig the ditches and let the blessings of God, amen, begin to flow into your life, amen, you will have more than what you could ever hope for. The blessings of God will far outweigh, amen, the dryness of your spirit. Amen. God will bring a revival. And you can live revival by just digging those ditches deep in your life. Dig those ditches deep in your life. Amen. Praise God. And can I tell you, you need to dig a ditch of the Holy Ghost. Yeah. You need to have a ditch of the Holy Ghost in your life. Get filled with the Holy Ghost and stay full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Get filled with the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. And stay full of the Holy Ghost, speaking in other tongues. Amen. Be full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Get that ditch dug deep. Amen. And live full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I said a few weeks ago, there's a difference in being filled with the Holy Ghost and full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. You may have been filled with the Holy Ghost years ago. Amen. But you need to live full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And dig that deep ditch where you are full of the Holy Ghost. And the blessings of God will flow into your heart and into your life. And you will be blessed. Live full of the Holy Ghost. Live that way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know. I just felt like saying this here now. You know what? Amen. You need to dig the ditch of a godly home. That's right. Dig a ditch of a godly home. And your home needs to be a safe haven where the presence of God dwells there. Amen. From the pictures that hang on the wall, amen, to what comes on a video screen or a monitor, amen, in your home, amen, to what magazines arrive in the mailbox, amen, you need to create a godly home, amen, to the music that is played over a radio or a CD player, create a godly home, amen, and have a place, a haven, amen, where the blessings of God dwells, amen, dig that ditch well and dig it deep, because I'll tell you, amen, there's nothing like, amen, walking into the home, amen, of a godly home and feeling the presence of God dwelling there. Amen. And knowing that it's clean and that it's pure. Amen. That you're raising your children in a godly environment where they're listening and seeing and experiencing things of God. Raise them in a godly home. Amen. Dig that ditch. Amen. You say, Brother David, I'm looking for the cloud burst. I know, but that's where the blessings flow in. That's where the blessings flow in. Amen. Those guys, amen, they dug that ditch, that valley full of ditches. The Bible said they went to bed with no water. They went to bed thirsty. Amen. They were tired. They were exhausted. They were dehydrated. But in the morning, hallelujah. Sometime in the night, it wasn't a floodgate that opened. But suddenly from down somewhere in the earth, amen, water began to seep into those ditches. Are you hearing me now? Amen. Praise God. Amen. Suddenly, it began to seep into that ditch. Quietly. There wasn't no thunder. There wasn't no lightning. There wasn't a downpour. But God was moving, and the blessing of God was coming in. Amen. And God was supplying what they needed. Amen. And what they desired. Amen. They did, while they were sleeping, suddenly God began to move. And when they woke up in the morning, amen, they had all that they could drink. All that they could drink. They were satisfied. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Man, let me tell you, you dig these ditches. You dig those ditches in your life, and I believe, amen, that what you'll find is that you'll see the slow move of God and the blessings of God happen. begin to flow into your life. Verse 22, and they rose up early in the morning. This is the enemy. They rose up early in the morning, and the sun shone upon the water. And the Moabites saw the water on the other side as red as blood. You following this? The enemy looked down and they saw ditches full of water, but they didn't see it as water. They saw it red as blood. Hallelujah. It was red as blood. Oh, I wished I could preach that part to you tonight. Amen. But it brought such a fear in their heart. Amen. That it brought victory. It brought victory for the people of God. Amen. They have victory over their enemy because of the blood that was in the ditches. Hallelujah. Amen. You don't realize it. Amen. But I believe if you dig those ditches. Amen. I'm thankful that the blood covers us. Amen. I'm thankful that the blood of Jesus covers us and keeps us and protects us from our enemy. I believe a life of devotion. Amen. Will protect you from the enemy. I believe a life of holy living will protect you from the enemy. I believe a life of worship and faithfulness to God will protect you from the enemy. The attacks of the enemy. I believe. Amen. That if you be faithful to God, He'll shelter you. Amen. He'll cover you with His blood. Amen. And the enemy cannot touch you. Hallelujah. Amen. They had victory. Amen. You need to dig the ditch. Amen. Would you come, Sister Ruth? Stand with me if you would, church. Oh, here's the deal. Here's the deal. You have to dig. Hallelujah. You have to dig a ditch.
Oh, hallelujah.
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 Mom and Dad, let me tell you, you need to dig ditches for your home.
Amen.
You need revival. You need a refreshing. You need a mighty move of God in your life, but what you're needing is not a cloud burst. You don't need just a series of services that we call revival, where you get a thrill or a chill, or where you get to shout, or where you jump and rejoice for a service. That's not what you need. What you need is something that's going to be more long-lasting than that. What you need is you need to dig ditches in your life that provide, that flow with the blessings of God and flow the blessings of God into your life. Amen. Praise God. I'm thankful for the way I was raised. Thankful for the home that I had, was raised in, the family that was raised in. I'm thankful for the family my wife was raised in, the home she was raised in. We're thankful for our godly parents. But let me tell you, we had to dig ditches for ourselves as well. We tried to raise our children right and raise them according to the word of God. But you know what? Amen. They need to dig their own ditches. They need to dig their own ditches. Amen. My dad, he's a big help to me. He'll do it. He helps me a lot. Man, he helped me so much last Monday. Man, cutting down limbs out of my trees and leaving them in the yard for me. Man, he was such a help to me. No, he was. He'll do that. He'll drop what he's doing, come over and help me out. Be there to assist me. If I've got a project going on, he'll help me. He'll be there to help me out. I appreciate that, but you know what? Dad can't help me dig these ditches.
No.
These are some ditches in my life that I had to dig myself.
That's right.
Amen. Nathan, I'll do whatever I can for you to help you. I'll be there to help you, but listen, son, you got to dig your own ditches.
Right.
You got to dig your ditches so that the blessings of God can flow into your life. Amen. Michael, nobody's going to do it for you. Brother Snow's not going to do it for you. I'm not going to do it for you, but you've got to dig ditches. God's blessed you with a beautiful home. Beautiful home. Dig those ditches. Amen. Devotion. Faithfulness. Amen. Holy living. Godly home. Dig those ditches. You'll see the blessings of God come flowing into your life, into your family. Hallelujah. Dear Lord Jesus, we love you, Lord. I thank you, God. God, oh God, we're thirsty. We're thirsty tonight, Lord Jesus. But God, we need to dig some ditches. God, we're thirsty for a move of God. We're thirsty for the blessings of God. Lord, but there's some here tonight, they need to dig these ditches in their life so that they can be satisfied and find their heart's desire. Lord, I pray, Jesus, that you help us in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm just going to open the altar up tonight. I want you to come. Amen, because I feel like each and every one of us, amen, we need to dig these ditches in our life. Hallelujah. Would you come right now, church? Would you come? Would you kneel down? Would you let God begin to work in your life? Amen. Listen to the word of God as he says, fill this valley full of ditches. Hallelujah, Jesus. Say, Brother David, it's not a cloudburst. I was looking for a cloudburst. Dig some ditches and let God supply and bless your life. Hallelujah.
Revival. are willing to